Kathleen and I work together at a club. Olympia, you know, as I mentioned, is a weird, amazing little kind of microcosm. It's a tiny town, and nobody is making enough money to do it full time with music. And so, yeah, I mean, Carrie Brownstein would serve you coffee. And Kathleen Hanna and I worked at a club together. And one of my favorite bands, and some people know of Unwound and some people don't know of Unwound, but I worked with Justin and Vern from Unwound, and Sarah, the drummer from Unwound, was dating my roommate. So it was this really kind of, it was very much a community. You really had this sense that you were kind of living something amazing. You might as well have been in Greenwich Village in the 60s. You know, you felt like you were just interacting on a daily basis with people who were totally normal, but then had this like secret identity almost. They would go into their dirty punk house at 1 a.m. and write these amazing songs or go practice with their band. And the next thing you know, they were huge and they were amazing. But yeah, it was a good time to be there. My buddy and I, who is also from the Midwest and was also tall and also loved sports, we used to jokingly call it Bizarro High School, because from a social hierarchy standpoint, everything was upside down, which was really beneficial in a lot of ways, because again, it empowered people who were interested in creating, not interested in, you know, climbing some sort of social ladder or like looking cool or whatever. It was a very feminist community, and it was driven by the Riot Girl movement and guys like us who were tall Midwestern, you know, corn-fed dudes really had to kind of learn our place. And it instilled in us a lot of empathy for people who are outsiders in other settings. Yeah, it was great. You couldn't have come out of that town in that time without having a really specific standpoint and perspective on it.